Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Encova Insurance, where we sit down each week to speak to the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. Today, we have another one of our Q&AD segments with Gene. So, Gene, thanks for taking some time to answer questions from our listeners.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate you hosting this.
Absolutely. Our first question this week is from Russ in Westerville. Russ would like to know if you can weigh in on the impact you feel the additional playoff games will have on player health in the expanded CFP playoff.
Yeah, you know, that's the highest priority that we need to address. I'm a little concerned about it, particularly the dates, which haven't been 100% nailed down yet. I know the CFP management group is continuing to discuss those. But when you don't have time for a student athlete to recover, particularly in the sport of football, it could be challenging. And I'm also concerned a little bit about venues. We need to make sure that wherever we play, they have the healthcare support that's necessary. If you have a student athlete injured and they need to get to the hospitals, you can't be going 40 minutes. I mean, it's just a lot of things that have to happen. So, concerned about it, and I know the CFP management committee is as concerned, and they'll continue to have those conversations.
Our next question is from Jack in New Albany. Jack wants to know how Columbus is able to host NCAA tournament games for men's and women's basketball, but why the Buckeyes never play in those first round games here.
Yeah, it's a rule that the NCAA has in place, and it's been in place for a while, where the host team cannot play. And we tried, I forgot what year it was. I've been here so long, it's been 18 years. So it seems so one of the years we tried to not be the host so we have our team play in it, and it just didn't work out from a selection point of view. So right now that's a rule that's in place, and you can kind of work around it a little bit, but it takes a lot of luck to make that happen. So, but that's something that we have in place right now.
What do those first round games being in Columbus do for us as a community, Gene?
Oh, huge. The economic impact is significant. First and foremost, it exposes a lot of people who normally wouldn't come to Columbus to Columbus. And many people are surprised about what they see when they come to Columbus. So that exposure is significant for us. Secondly, if we have to make sure we do it the right way, and on our program working with the Columbus Sports Commission in collaboration with them and some of the other colleges do a great job. So the student athlete experience is great. So when the selection committees see that, they want to come back, which is, you know, why we have, again, the Women's Final Four coming to Columbus. Because the last time we did it excellently. And so, but the economic impact for, you know, Uber drivers and gas stations and the hotels and the restaurants, it's a spike over a 3 to 4 day window of time. And so that's really important.
Our next question is from Zach down in Dayton. He wants to know how involved you'll be in the search for the next university president.
You know, I've been fortunate that I have a lot of relationships with the leadership of the university because I've been here a long time. Our president's cabinet, I'm sure will have an opportunity to share some insight into what a profile would look like. But the board has trustees have not determined yet their search committee or search firm if they go that route. So I'm not sure to what degree I'll be involved in, except I would anticipate that our president's cabinet, which is all the senior vice presidents and vice presidents, will have an opportunity to at least share some criteria for consideration to the board, but they haven't defined that yet.
Our last question is from Frank over in Millersburg. Frank wants to know what your takeaways were from the football team's trip down to Atlanta and the Peach Bowl.
You know, the hosts were outstanding. They really had a significant focus on the student athlete experience. You know, we went down on Christmas and it was a beautiful Christmas dinner, and then they brought the two teams together and they played games, you know, Family Feud Drop It Like It's Hot. And you know, they had five events where we competed against Georgia and bowling and go-kart racings and things of that nature. And we won the belt around those events. So I think we won four of the five events. So it was really fun to see our kids having that level of fun. You know, Matt Jones is a great bowler. I had no clue. But at the end of the day, they did a great job of hosting. It was a great experience. Obviously, really proud of our team that they played at a high level. I was disappointed that we didn't win, just like everyone else. And I just felt that we played exceptionally well. Really wasn't pleased with the call on Marvin Harrison and what happened there. That was really disappointing. The health and safety of our student athletes is the highest priority, like we talked about earlier. And I thought that call was inappropriate. But at the end of the day, you know, we played well and really proud of our team.
Well, that'll do it for another Q&AD segment here at the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Incova Insurance. Gene, thanks for taking some time to answer submission questions. If you would like to ask Gene a question, you can do so by going to ohiostatebuckeyes.com and sending your question for Gene to answer next week. Until next time, for Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I'm Ben Waite. Be well and go Bucks.
Go Bucks.